This is the October 17th TMB Governors Committee meeting, and we're starting at 5:42 Pacific time, and I'll call the roll call first. So this is Ken Allen. Thank you. All right. Ahmed Anderson.
No.
Yeah. Irene Duncan. Irene? Hey, Irene? Let me go get back to you. I'll see. Hang on. Anthony Fess.
Here.
Fess is here. Flanagan.
Hockey, I'm here.
Oh, you're in Duncan. Okay, it was good.
I'm sorry.
Donna? Okay, Donna's not here. William Hillwagon. Not on. Ken Lawford. Not on at the moment. Barbara Marbeck.
Present.
Barbara's here. TK McGarry?
Here.
Yeah, TK's here. Okay, Michael Short?
Here.
All right, Michael is here. Mansoor Sabat.
Hazir.
Okay, Mansoor is here. Tanaka is here. Maskira, Washington? Maskira is here. Okay. Don Williams?
Here.
Okay, Don is here. Bruce Wolf? Okay, Bruce Wolf is not on. Okay, so at the moment we have 9 people. So you have quorum. So the first piece of business is the, let's see here, let me look at the agenda here. And identity of timekeeper, anybody want to do the person? 1.5 minutes. Monsieur, can you do that? Who's that?
Elaine.
Okay, Elaine will do the person. Okay, I can do the item since I'm looking at the agenda as they go along. So, all right. And then inexcused absence. I didn't get any from anyone. So, all right. So, looking at the agenda, the next item is the agenda approval. Any issue with the agenda as it's a fairly short agenda. Any objections?
No.
Okay, so agenda is approved as is without any objection. How about the minutes from the 9:19?
Approved.
Right there. What's that?
Move to approve.
Okay. Any objections to approving the 9:19 minutes? Okay. Hearing no objections, for 9:19 minutes is approved as is. Then the next item on the agenda is discussion of the vital amendments. It's sort of had to preface it by saying that the PNB, because year is approaching the end, and there's all this timeline for proposing the amendments and then having that approved by the PNB, and then having the all of the LSP approved, the so it's like a 2-3 month process. So they put a timeline to have all of the amendments submitted, posted by October 16th. And remember, a couple of meetings ago, you know, we asked for people to submit whatever ideas people had for amendments. And only ones I got was from Michael Ochoa, and I submitted one regarding the subcommittee. So anyway, that was the process by which the timing got closed on Monday. And I sent everybody all of the proposed amendments that were submitted by that date. And so if you have any comments about the, you know, any discussions on the amendments that were submitted, you know, we can open up the discussion on that. Does anybody want to make any comments or any discussion?
Elaine, to the stack.
Okay. Elaine. Anyone else? Go ahead, Elaine.
Oh, okay. After reading them and going over them, I have to say I think that they hit on some very pertinent problems we have, especially the size of the LSDs. They're way too large. So I think those that were submitted were very well done, and we should consider them.
Okay.
Barbara, on the stack?
Okay, Barbara, go ahead. Go ahead, Barbara.
I would agree, but I'm looking at two of the proposed, and one of them said reduced to 17, and the other one said reduced to 16. And I'm wondering if the 17 of being an odd number is important in terms of voting. So that's my question.
I think our size now. Oh, I'm sorry. Elaine to the stack.
Hang on just a second. I think that the odd or even wasn't the consideration by the person who made it. I think what it is that PNB by default has odd number of stations, and then two affiliate directors. So it's always going to come up with if you reduce from four to odd numbers, it's going to come up with odd numbers. I don't think there was any, you know, thought of making it either odd or even. I don't think that was the fine
case.
Okay, Elaine?
Thank you. No, I'm sorry, Aki. That's basically what I was going to say. Because right now we have an even number of 24 on our board, so.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
That matters.
Any particular other, you know, critique of? Well, I think that, you know, everybody has to weigh which amendments they feel are good and which ones are marginal. And I think as the months go by, as the, you know, the board, all of the LSP has to vote on it. So I think that you can educate. It's posted on the Pacifica.org website already. So all of the LSP, you should, you know, communicate with all of the LSP members. And they can study that. They have plenty of time to, you know, they had like almost 3 months before they need to vote on it in January. So there's plenty of time to give support for some, and if you oppose some, you know, to lobby for or against any of them. So any other comments on the amendment process as was submitted?
Okay, I'm off.
Hi, Ken.
Maskila to the staff.
Sure. Okay, Maskila, go ahead. Maskila.
Yeah. Article 4, delegates, Section 2, eligibility, nomination of delegates. I don't know whether or not I'm understanding it, and maybe you can help me or someone else. But it's
speak louder, please. Speak louder, please.
Hear me better? Any better now?
Not really.
Can you hear me any better now? Hello?
No, just go ahead and continue. That's fine. I mean, I can't.
Okay. It says at the top that any listener, sponsor member in good standing except radio station management personnel, da 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 da, on and on, And then in red, it says listener sponsor, delegate for the foundation radio station with which he is affiliated by another member in good standing of that radio station. So that means that the signatures of 15 listener sponsor members in good standing are going, is that going to be deleted?
I think that that amendment is that way, yes. I think the person who put that, that's the way I read it, that whoever made that amendment took away the number, yes, I think so.
I don't think that's a good thing at all. I don't think that's a good thing at all.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
that's why I think that when it comes to a vote, those are the considerations that should be weighed in.
Is there anybody else on this committee that agrees with me, or does not agree with me, and explain why? I think that is pretty dangerous to have just one person as the nominator. We worked hard to make certain that the people who are on the LSB are affiliated somewhat with the community. It's not just someone who decides, well, I want to run, and you get one person to agree with you.
Right.
No. We work hard certain that we have more than one person that is affiliated with the community.
Yeah, Muskie, I agree with you, I'll put myself on the sec, but I think that those are that's why I think that these amendments submitted should be looked at, and when this objections like that, then you should at the LSB level and the PNB level, since you're on the PNB, vote one way or the other, depending on, and yeah, you should definitely make that argument.
With all due respect, we have 9 people from the majority on the PNB saying that this is what they want.
I don't think that. The fact that the proposal is submitted means that once the a debate is argued, that they're going to, because the voting, by the time the voting comes, there'll be a lot of discussions, and there's plenty of time. That's one of the reasons about the amendment process that's good is that they get 45 days for the PNB to vote, then they have 60 days for the LSD to vote, so there's plenty of time to make a cogent argument, and that's one of the, like I said, I think the amendment process is good in the sense that you can see plenty of time to marshal.
Here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let me finish. Here's what I am saying. Are you saying that governance committee cannot make any changes? We are the governance committee. We cannot make any changes because the people proposed these amendments and they have every right to keep them the way they are. It was not the governance committee that decided to make this kind of change. Is that what you're saying? It's not up to the governance to submit these to the LSBs. It's up to the 9 people that made the proposals, and that the LSBs have to discuss the 9 people, their suggestions, and not the governance suggestions. Is that what you're saying?
Can I be on the stack? Sure, Mansour. Go ahead, Mansour.
Sure. I don't think so. That's what he's saying. We're supposed to go to LSB and bring all these amendments to the governance committee, and then we'll take them to PNB. I don't think so. That we haven't reached out to the LSB members. Sorry for the background noise. I'm going to mute myself now.
That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is I thought these proposals would be discussed by the governance committee, and then that the proposals would then, after the governance committee discussed the proposals, then the proposals, after the governance committee discussed them and maybe made changes, then the proposals would be sent on to the LSBs. Okay? I'm sorry. Maybe I'm in a minority. Maybe I'm the only one that feels this way. But I thought these changes would be discussed by the governance committee. The governance committee, governance, would then decide those amendments that would be proper, and then send those amendments on to the LSB, not the suggestions of people who are not on governance. Do you see what I'm
Michael,
saying?
Michael to the stack.
This is Don to the stack, to after Michael.
Okay.
Before
ahead,
Michael,
Michael,
there was PK to the stack.
Okay, hang on just a minute. PK, Michael... And then the last one was
Don.
Okay, Don. And then Ken, are you ready? Okay. Okay, PK, go ahead.
Okay, I think you make a very valid point. And let me have your name again because I can't tell who's on the phone.
My name
is Muscula.
Muscula, okay. At WPFW, right?
Correct.
Okay. Agree with you. I think that we should discuss it, and out of the governance committee comes those things that we have agreed to as a group, and then we send it to the LSB rather than all of these suggestions. They've been bantered around anyway, and a lot of people are upset or concerned because of things that they are hearing about these things. I would rather us discuss them, come to some agreements, and give those as viable choices for the LSBs.
Okay. Okay, Michael?
Yeah, I just wanted to answer, Muscula. The process begins with six directors making a proposal to the PNB, and then the PNB considers it. If they pass something, then it goes out to the LSBs. Three of the five local boards have to approve it in order to be for the proposal to be adopted. We, the governance committee, are an advisory role only. We're not deciding anything. We can make whatever recommendations we want to the PNB, but we're not actually part of the process. And that's actually why I was a little upset with Aki earlier, because when they passed the timeline, you'll notice the date was yesterday. And so we were effectively shut out of the process, in my opinion. So I was just scrambling to get some amendments in on my own. And, you know, it was up to the directors if they wanted to proceed or not. I had no say in the matter. I just made a suggestion, and then it was up to the directors if six of them or more wanted to get together and decide that, hey, that's a good idea. So I just wanted to explain that to Muscula and say that I'm not pleased about the timeline. I thought that it was rushed, and we should have had more time to get involved in it.
Okay, Don Williams.
Yes. My comment is that I just thought this was just me, that the governance committee makes the decisions and send them to the LSB. That's what I thought. So I'm just, I stand corrected or whatever. But I just want to make that as a comment. I assume that the governance committee, the PMB, made the decisions and they passed them on to the LSB. But I think I'm hearing something different, which is good for me to catch up, but that's what I thought.
Okay. Ken Loeffler?
Yeah, I also thought, just like Oscar, I thought that we can make these decisions here on the first round. But I stand corrected if that's what Michael said. I mean, I don't know. He knows more. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. Now, I just wanted to mention the 17 idea instead of 16. And 16 would be three representatives from each of the five stations, right? That would, I mean, three times five, that would be 15, and then there would be one more, 16.
Two affiliates.
Oh, two, so that would be 17. That would make it 17.
Right.
I like the idea of 17 rather than 16 or 18. But
anyway, that's a three from each station plus the two or three. Then it's 17.
Now I saw the many of the ones and many of the new things that Michael and you put. I think some of them are good. I mean they're good. I mean we have to just really study them, I guess, for a while.
Anybody else in the stack want to comment on this?
I'd like to say a few more words. So,
sure, Ms. Kiddo.
Yeah, what you're saying is that what this body is saying is that we're the governance committee in name only. We have no say-so. If directors get together and they decide to collude in some form or fashion, then when it comes to governance, all we can do is rubber stamp. And I am not a rubber stamp. I'm not.
Point of order. That's not right. Point of order.
Hang on, sir.
I'm not a rubber stamp. I'm saying who I am.
Point of order.
Okay. Anybody else?
No, that's not correct. Point of order, Michael.
Okay, Michael. Go ahead, Michael.
No, I mean that. You know, it's spelled out. The whole thing is spelled out in the bylaws. This is an advisory committee. I mean, I didn't make this up. It's in the bylaws. The bylaws are flawed. That's why we're going through this process. Nobody says that anyone is a rubber stamp. We've said from the beginning, this is an advisory committee. We can make suggestions. We can do that. But at the end of the day, when it's time to make bylaws, it's six directors or more from the PNB who start the process. There is an alternate process where two LSBs can get together. And I'd love to work with Muskeel. We can do stuff at the LSB level. But we need two LSPs to start. But the idea that someone's colluding, no, there's no collusion. I suggest people read the bylaws.
Okay, could I get on the stack? I just want to explain what happened so that there'll be no misunderstanding. Now the governance.
Can I respond to Michael?
Sure, Ms. Kita. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Michael, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I'm new to the PNB, and what I have seen, unfortunately, in this less than a year has been collusion. I'm sorry. You may not like that word. I do, and it describes what I have seen this year. Do you understand that? That's my word. I'm using it, okay, as an adult. So I appreciate what you've done and what you tried to do. No disrespect there. I am saying what I believe is happening. Okay?
This is Barbara on the stage.
Yeah, Barbara, go ahead. You go ahead, Barbara.
I would just like to clarify my understanding of the governance committee. I'm the chair of the governance committee for our local station board. And our role is in terms of making recommendations, making suggestions for the agenda, but that we are clearly an advisory board, that we do not have the authority to vote something in. We can have the authority that this is not an appropriate agenda item. So I think the work that we're doing here with the bylaws is a good start, and I would think that the national board would take that into consideration, that we spent a lot of time fine-tuning and making these recommendations to consider for the national budget.
Anybody else in the stack? Because I wanted to sort of clarify, the process that took.
Please, Maskila, when you finish.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand all of your, especially Muscular's point is well taken. What happened is that, the governance committee is an advisory committee where we are supposed to study the vitals and see what kind of a changes we can make. And we call for, you know, early on, even that any suggestion for vital changes, you know, we had an open call for people to submit ideas. And then once the ideas were submitted, we're supposed to discuss them. And once we formulate amendment change, then we just submitted to, we recruit six directors to, you know, adopt the, all we need is six directors to support whatever the amendment changes that we came up with. And unfortunately, what happened is that we didn't do, you know, like even from September 5th, I said, everybody gets 3 ideas of whatever changes, and I didn't receive any suggestion. Because I said I was going to keep a tab of who submitted what. And so, you know, one of the problems is, yeah, it's very hard to come up with, you know, just ideas like that. But what happened at the PNV level is just that because the year, this, you know, actual year for the calendar is ending, and timeline for getting an amendment done is such a long one that they, at the last minute, basically said, oh, in order to approve the amendments, then they went backwards to see how many days it required, and that's the reason why this short notice, you know, was set. And then that's when I alerted people to, okay, now we only have a few days here. But all of the ideas that were submitted, and not all the ideas were submitted, like Michael Ochoa submitted a whole bunch, and every single idea, every single suggestion for the amendment that was submitted by several people were all approved. There was no filtering process. I can assure you that there was no, you know, suggestion that, like the ones that we objected to, which was, you know, like the signature one, even that got through. There was no vetting process because of the timeline was so short. So all the, so there was no, you know, there wasn't 9 people saying, we want this and we don't want that. We only said, all these ideas are here. We're just going to put them to the, you know, basically the PND first, then the 5 stations. And they had, like I said, plenty of time, 1.5 months for the PND to vote on. And then the LST has 2 more months after that to vote on. So there'd be plenty of time to discuss each of the merits. And like I say, every single amendment proposal that was submitted is there. There was nothing that got dropped out. I just wanted to clarify that there was no, you know, vetting process or filtering process. Anyway, so I just wanted to say that. So anybody, I'll take the stack again here. Muscular?
Yeah.
Want to do the stack?
Michael, I've only been doing this for a short time. You may have been doing this for quite some time. But if what LSB are you associated with? You say the LSBs, two LSBs can get together and make suggestions or whatever. What LSB?
WBAI. WBAI.
So if I could get the WPFW LSB to agree to collaborate with WBAI, then we would be able to come up with suggestions
yes.
that would be more amenable, you think? Is that it?
Yes. Yes, we could do that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's definitely talk. If we can exchange information, that would be great.
Okay.
Anybody else on this side?
So, Michael, what is your last name?
Ochoa. O-C-H-O-A.
Okay. And is there, I'm sorry, you all, but I don't have his information.
I'm on the list, so just look for a message
right.
from Maki. I'm on there.
No problem. Thank you.
Also, I just want to put myself on the sack again. Another thing is that, you know, amendment is a very, it's a pretty messy document, but we have an amendment process each year where, you know, there's a vital provides for a vote on amendment at the end of each year. So everybody should be thinking about, you know, now in this particular year, we're at the end, but everybody who wants to be associated with Pacifica should be thinking about, you know, any cumbersome amendment that needs to be, you feel should be fixed. You should submit it. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to wait till the end of the year. You can submit it at beginning of the year even, and just keep it. And then as the years, you know, well, on that particular year, we'll put together all of the amendments that people have, and you'll be submitted. So, you know, just think about that, that it's not a one-time process. It's an ongoing process that anytime you have a feel that something is not right, you should, you know, make propose an amendment. And even if you make one now, you still be, you know, voted on in the next year cycle. So it's not a final thing. Any other people want to comment on this particular item?
Anthony here.
Okay, Anthony, go ahead.
Are we back to commenting on proposed amendments, or are we still talking about the process?
So we're basically talking about the amendment, because right after that, Michael had some suggestions about kind of the thing the governance committee can do outside of the vital. So I wanted to touch on that a little bit. But in the meantime, we're still on, we can comment on the amendments.
Okay. Well, some of these dozen or baker's dozen are, you know, quite innocuous, or they're cleanup kind of amendments. I do find two of them that are really quite dangerous, and one is they don't have numbers, but it was the second one on the list, the one that changes the qualifications of people to vote as staff members. I see there's various limitations proposed on unpaid staff voting rights.
Uh-huh.
and maybe the worst of all is the one, if people are looking at that, it's the one, the sentence that's been added in green, no radio program shall have more than three unpaid staff members. Well, that's just disenfranchisement.
Right.
About
mm-hmm.
it. At my station, KPFA, we had a program, it's not on the air anymore, but we had a program called The Morning Mix, where we had a different host each day, one day we had hosts alternating, so therefore we had seven. So we would have had more than half of our staff of that program would not have been able to vote. And there were programs existing right now that certainly have more than three. Now our Middle East program has three editorial members and one you know, intern, if you will. So one of those would be excluded.
Right.
We have collectives, you know, doing programs. Our environmental show is done by a collective. Our women's program is done by a collective. Our news department has many reporters. And
mm-hmm.
it's my feeling that collectives should be the basic unit of community radio. And, you know, not individuals, not this is the John Smith show, but this is the women's program or Terra Verde or Voices in the Middle East. It should be about issues and about communities, not about individuals. And this is kind of putting limits on that and a completely arbitrary limit. If the show is on for 5 hours a week, of course it's going to need more staffing than a show that's on 1 hour a week or half an hour a week. It doesn't go to ability. We have a program, I'm very proud that we have this program, of by and for people with disabilities. Now, some of them take more time to do the work because they are disabled. So you know, this is, as I say, it's really a pernicious amendment, and it strikes at the rights of unpaid staff. I don't know who proposed it. I can guess that maybe the intent was to prevent packing, claiming perhaps that there were 20 people associated with one program. But really, that should be, if there's something that egregious, we should trust in the election supervisor to detect and attend to that kind of thing, and not blanketly curtail the rights of unpaid staff. So that's my comment on that one. I hope it goes nowhere. The other one,
well, I think
not so egregious, but also sort of dangerous, because is the one which is
time, please.
Okay.
If you can get back on the sec.
I'd like to be on the sec to speak about a different proposed amendment.
Okay. Anybody else besides Anthony on the sec?
Stop. Could you tell me the name of the person who just spoke and what the state affiliated?
Yeah, I'm Anthony Fast. I'm a staff rep from KPFA. I'm an unpaid staff member.
You said Fast?
Fast, F-E-S-T.
Oh, F-E-S-T, okay. And you're KPFA?
That's right.
Okay, super, thank you. Sorry.
Anybody else on the stack? Because we're sort of running out of time on this particular item. Okay, so Anthony, you want to finish up the one point, another point you had, since nobody else in the stack, and then at that point,
I neglected to mention there's another item in that same proposed amendment, which looks kind of dangerous, and that's where it says if the employment of a local station board member is terminated, that local station board member shall be allowed to serve the remainder of her or his term. I guess that's applying to paid staff. My question is, suppose that person were terminated for cause, for some action or even a crime or something contrary to the interests of the radio station. They're terminated from their employment, but they get to stay on board. That seems rather pointless at best. The other one I wanted to comment on is the one, it's about midwest, it's about number six. As I read it, it basically eliminates the use of the runner-up list to fill vacancies when a vacancy arises on an LSD. And it leaves the vacancy vacant, unless there were too many vacancies and the LSB falls below its required population. And then, rather than go to the run-up list, it allows the LSBs to fill those vacancies by appointment. Well, that's just allowing whoever holds the majority on that LSB to self-select to enhance their majority by filling every vacancy with someone to their liking. And what's the point of having an arbitrary cutoff to say nine members get elected, and then the candidate number 10 have no standing, even if that person's finished just two or three votes behind the next one? We'd rather have the LSB choose someone who has not stood before the electorate and won some votes. I don't see the point of that. So I don't think it's as... I do think it is as troublesome as the other one I spoke against. So I hope these two amendments, proposed amendments, both go no farther.
Okay. I think we're sort of at the end of this. Okay. Michael, how did you finish this segment? And we'll call off in this segment. Okay, go ahead, Michael.
I just I can respond to the last point Anthony made, and let me just preface it by saying it's not my amendment, so I just want to make that clear. But the idea was that the vacant seats would not be filled as long as three-fourths of the seats, three-fourths of the board was filled. So currently there are 24 members on the board, so we could go down to 18 before we started filling the vacancies, and so to stay at 18 until the next election. And the idea was to have stability on the board and not have this constant turnover where people with very few votes are getting on the board.
Okay. So thanks for all the comments. So what's going to happen is that, like I say, there's a long review process for the amendments. And I think everybody who has these points can lobby and, because it'll be voted on by each of the stations. And I think that you can make really, a strong argument for or against any of these. And I think that's what the process is supposed to invite. That you're not voting on it next week. It's gonna be over several months that people will be looking at this. So anyway, I think that was people made a lot of good strong arguments, and I think that I'm sure that they'll be all weighed in as this process goes on. So the last item on the agenda is I only put it on because Michael, in one of the replies he had, wanted to cover something that, what the governor's committee can do outside of just changing the bylaws. And just wanted to have him chance to, expound on what he meant by that. But Michael?
Okay. Yeah, there are some things that require a bylaws change, and there are other things that don't require a bylaws change. And so I was wondering if the governance committee could explore changes that don't require bylaws change that we can ask the PMB to consider. I'm not making a formal proposal right now. I just want to throw a couple ideas out there and get some input. I think it's good for a radio network to have a technology/operations committee. I'm kind of surprised we don't. I'd like to know if there was one. If so, can it be revived? And ways to structure it so we get the most out of what we have in terms of resources. I'm thinking particularly computers and studio equipment. And the other thing I was thinking about was there's an elections committee to work on the elections process. And I noticed last year that there were candidates at BAI on the committee, which I thought was a conflict of interest. So I wanted to get some input on that. I don't want candidates on the elections committee. So, those are just some of the things that I was thinking about. There's more, but I'll stop there.
Okay. Anybody on the stack? Anybody want to comment? Well, I'll put myself on the stack. Like, Ken Allen at the beginning of the year also had several good ideas, which is outside the vital process, like, station ID, just make sure that the station identify that they're part of the Pacifica network. Those are kind of the proposals the governance committee can submit, which is outside the bylaw process. So I just wanted to note that that has been done. So anybody else on the stack for this? Okay. So anybody else want to sign up for anything else before we conclude the meeting today?
Well, this is Barbara. Yes.
Okay, Barbara, go ahead.
If you could help me just kind of understand, summarize. So we've got these suggestions in terms of bylaw changes, like I mentioned, once at 16, once at 17. Some of them we discussed in terms of language. Are you asking us to go back and look at these in more detail, or you mentioned that there's a little more time to review these. So what's our next step in regards to these bylaw suggestions?
I think that, you know, the timeline process is that once the bylaw proposals are submitted, then what's going to happen is that in 45 days, the PNB will be voting on them. And then 60 days after that, within the 60 days after the PNB vote, each of the individual stations will be voting on all of the amendments individually. So I think that part that the governance committee, I think that there was already plenty of strong opinions for or against all of these things. So I think that what will take place over the is to educate the people, educate all of the people at the respective LSP stations as to what's involved in this. Because most of the people wouldn't know, whereas the people in the governance committee can be there, since there's three people from each of the stations, that they should go back and, educate the LSP members as to what's on the table and explain to them, the merits of them.
Okay, so if I understand correctly, you want us to take what we have here and submit and discuss this with our local station board?
Yeah, exactly, because they'll be voting on it down the line, yeah.
Okay. I do want to kind of advocate for one, clearly, and this is Article 5, Section 1, in regards to the eligibility. And the language was changing in regards to position and removing office. So we had a particular issue with our local station board in terms of someone that was appointed by a representative. And I think this one is an attempt to make that very clear, that in terms of a governmental appointment, if you're on a governmental committee, even if it's not appointed, that you shouldn't be eligible to be on the LSB. So this is Article 5, Section 1, Board of Directors.
Yeah, I think that part of the amendment process, is to try to clarify when the, voting of the bylaw is ambiguous. So, yeah, I think that is good. Okay, PK, go ahead, PK.
Well, I just wanted to say that we know that it has been a difficult year, at least it has for me, for those of us who are just getting on the board. But at the same time, I would like to not just look at what we consider the merit of what is being written there, but also the reasoning behind it, because for those of us who don't have a history and aren't part of any particular group or siding with anybody, we like to have kind of a clear field of sight as to the reason for some of the things that I'm seeing and reading. And also I'm aware of some other things as it relates to the bylaws. For instance, the conflicts, and it's like we're not talking about what makes bylaws better. Instead, we're talking about those issues that we would like to see addressed. And of course, we have our own reasons and our own agendas sometimes for having done that. So how do we have that particular conversation, Aki?
That's sort of that might be worthwhile to if you have another meeting, that'll be a good one to, you know, can take each one of these and actually ponder them that way. I think that might be fruitful to explain, you know, why these changes are proposed, and I think we can have a very fruitful, and you might not see things that, you know, it might not be obvious why it's there kind of a thing. So that might be a good thing to have. I like that idea. So let's see if we can plan something along that line. Because, like I said, we have to go back to our stations and argue for or against these, you know, we all have our own. And then having a discussion like that probably will be a worthwhile thing. So let's see if you can plan on that. All right. Anybody else want to back for this?
Should I put what I said in writing, or did you get it as secretary?
No, I'll make the note of that, and I'll put that as an agenda item.
No problem.
It's a very good one. Okay. All right. Any other comments today? All right. Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn. This is my second.
Any objection to adjourning today? Okay. So thank you, everybody. And
thank
you. A little more hour.
Very good. Our next meeting is Tuesday?
I think we already set the date at the last meeting, so I forget what date it was, but we set 2 days ahead, I believe. So let's see. What it is.
It's November the 21st.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So we'll see you then.
Thank you. Thank you,
Afi. Okay. Bye. Bye.